Chapter 32. Cautions Sounded.
Slum work not to be glamorized. Precautions must be taken in this last work that mortals shall undertake. There is danger of so working among the imagery of the mind that persons who are wholly unfitted to engage in the sacred work of God will consider themselves appointed by heaven to work for the outcast and fallen. If all the experiences, pleasant and unpleasant, were depicted, there would not be so many drawn to this class of work. Many enter the work because they love that which is sensational and exciting. But unless they throw all their energies into this grand, soul-saving work, they reveal that they have not the true missionary spirit. Manuscript 177, 1899. Danger in working for outcasts. In every effort to keep the soul from all diligence, man needs the keeping power of God. There is danger, constant danger of contamination in the work among the fallen and degraded. Why then do men and women place themselves in contact with this danger who are unprepared to resist temptation and who have not sufficient strength of character for the work? Upon the mind of many a young man engaged in the so-called medical missionary work, an altogether different effect is produced than the doctor or any of his associates imagine. He is not careful to watch the designs of Satan toward him in his new and exposed career, and gradually he separates from the home life and healthful influences. Before every such youth, the danger signal needs to be uplifted. In every place where men and women are working for the degraded, someone must bear grave responsibilities, or the workers will become cheap in their attitude, their words, and their principles. Many will unite in this work, thinking that by so doing they will be helped from their life of sin. And when occasion arises, these will think it right to prevaricate, to be dishonest, or to commit any of the sins of which they have been guilty in the past. Beholding this, the workers who are not living in close connection with God will be changed, not from good to a greater good, but from defective to a still more defective character. They will take up with the ways and manners of the open sinner. They will join the evildoers in magnifying every evil report, and in time will lose all love of refinement of speech or manners. Their fear of God and love of righteousness becomes mingled with a kind of religious fever, which is not acceptable in the sight of God. Manuscript 177, 1899. More lost than saved. It is dangerous to set young men and young women at work among the abandoned classes. They are placed where they come in contact with every form of impurity, and Satan uses this opportunity to compass their ruin. Thus far, more is lost than these workers save. Many of the efforts made for the abandoned result in the loss of the purity of the workers. Those who are engaged in visiting houses of prostitution place themselves in terrible temptation. This work is always dangerous. It is a scheme of the devil to lead souls into temptation and lustful practices. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. The farther young men and young women keep away from the corrupted and corrupting elements in this world, the better and safer will be their future experience. Medical missionary workers should be cleansed, refined, purified, and elevated. They should stand upon the platform of eternal truth. But I have been instructed that the truth has not been made to appear in its true bearing. The result that is worked out tends to corrupt minds. The sacred is not distinguished from the common. Letter 162, 1900. Guard the work sacredly. Many things have been presented to me. I was shown that there is a work to be done for the most depraved class, but that this matter must be most carefully guarded, so that the labor put forth shall not be in vain. Young men and young women should not be exposed, as many have been, in meeting the abandoned classes. Decided restraints are to be made, for there are positive dangers to be met. There is need of sacredly guarding the work. In the work for the lower class, the strongest precautions should be observed. There are many who should not go into the large cities to work for the most depraved. Manuscript 17, 1901.